The rest of the story. We can only imagine what went through Jimmy's mind as his pen, flowing across the page, approached that critical word. His friend Sylvia Davies was dead. There's nothing Jimmy could do about that now. All that was left was to transcribe Sylvia's will, presumably verbatim. Yes, it would be a crime to do otherwise. And yet there was one word in that will, one word among those expressing his friend's last wishes, one word which just must be altered if Jimmy were to have what he had longed for 13 years. And that all-important word was a name. Somebody else's name, which must now be changed to his own name. Sylvia's own handwritten will regarding the care of her five sons said clearly and concisely that she wanted Jenny to be looking after the boys. Well, Jenny, as everybody knew, was the sister of the family housekeeper, Mary Hodgson. In fact, Sylvia wrote, quote, "What I would like would be if Jenny would come to Mary and that the two together would be looking after the boys in the house and helping each other," end quote. Yes, the name Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, was undeniable. And yet if the Davies family friend Jimmy were to become the boy's legal guardian, which was his fondest desire for more than a decade, he must now lay the groundwork in the last will and testament of their mother. The boy's real father had died 3 years before. No one and nothing could stand in Jimmy's way now except that one word. But could he summon the courage to change it? Jimmy had never deceived the Davies family before, although clearly he had become their friend in the first place because he adored their children. There were only three Davies sons at the time, 5-year-old George, 4-year-old Jack, an infant named Peter. Jimmy, then in his late 30s, amused the boys by wiggling his ears and eventually became their hero by making up stories for them. For Jimmy, married yet childless, had always longed to be the father of such children. And more than a decade later, after two more sons had been born and their parents had passed away, Jimmy would have his chance. All he needed to do now was to change Sylvia Davies' will. Not a big change, really. Just that the name Jenny would have to be changed to Jimmy. Where he found out, maybe he could say that it was an honest mistake. But Jimmy was never found out. Until right now, you and I are finding him out. For you and I have seen Sylvia Davies' original handwritten last will and testament. And we have compared it to Jimmy's own handwritten transcription. And the only literal difference between the two is that one word, that one name, which ensured that the Davies boys would be Jimmy's boys forever after. For not only were those youngsters personally important to the man who lied to make them his own, but they are important to the rest of us as well. For the clever stories Jimmy, James Berry, invented to impress the children, adventure yarns about pirates and Indians and fairies and magical islands, from those, the spontaneous chronicles of Never Never Land grew a single splendid, breathtaking tale that lives in the hearts of children everywhere. A story of which the Davies boys believed themselves to be a part, as the now famous Lost Boys. And their leader, ever young, Peter Pan. Now you know the rest of the story.